Hey podcast, before we get into podcast, when I say hey podcast, I mean all of you who are listening. So first of all, thank you for listening. Second of all, two little things for you to know about before we get into today's podcast. One, the Monday to Monday playlist that Mike Boyd and I curate each week on Monday with a lot of incredible music from a ton of emerging stars, especially if you're into Latin trap and hip hop. It's really made for you. Obviously, if you're Caleb and you love metal, not for you. But if you are the majority of people that enjoy hip hop or Latin trap, very, very much up for you. And so you can see that on Apple and on Spotify, Monday to Monday. I'm not sure exactly what, if you search Monday to Monday, it should pop up. That should be good. Search Monday to Monday on those two platforms to subscribe to the playlist. And I hope you listen, and I hope you enjoy this podcast.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What up, podcast? For today's episode, Gary sits down with hip-hop legend Jadakiss. They talk about staying on your course, speaking your truth, and never getting off track. So make sure to hit them up and leave a review to let us know what you thought, and I hope you enjoy.
How do you feel about like being in this status, like on that kind of like real OG legend shit, and still being so young? It's like, I've been thinking a lot about this, like, there aren't a lot of things like hip hop. I think esports kids are gonna feel this in like 20 years, right? When you're in it for a long time, but you're still young and people really look up to you and it comes around when it goes, you know, right?
Because what's,
yeah,
you get it.
I really get it. You're on the top of the world, then you're not, but then people are like, wait a minute, it's legend stuff.
I always tell people the challenge of this particular industry is staying on the Ferris wheel.
Not jumping off.
You know what I mean? Because everybody, of course, everybody loves their moment and want that moment when you totally grasp of the whole game. You know what I mean?
Of course. And
we've had several of them moments. Bad Boy, Rough Riders, B-Block, Rock Nation now. But so he's able to feel it. So you're not chasing the feeling and you're trying to evolve while the wheel is going around instead of chasing the wave, you know what I mean? Because that's the difference of why
100%.
Some people fall off the wheel.
100%.
Chasing, not staying the course, getting discouraged, not being able to keep up. You don't even have to keep up, but just not being able to stay inside the realm of, you don't have to all necessarily get the same haircuts, wear the same clothes, or figuring it out where you meet at the table is the challenge of the whole. But having kids help, you know, my oldest son, down to my littlest kids, they help. You know what I mean? They'll listen to, catch them listen to something or watching a video, or, you know. So you always have to pay attention to that and incorporate all of that.
Once it goes through your truth filter.
Yeah.
What's, you know? Of course, yeah. What's current, I mean, I know so well you can't imagine, right? Because too many people get caught up and chase it, which deviates from their truth, which makes it fake as fuck.
Get exposed right off the cliff.
100.
Just like that.
And then other people keep it so tight, aren't willing to look at it. You got it.
You have. You have to be some type of Nostradamus. That's what it is.
It is that.
Chasing and fall off, or you stay in the bubble and get so dismantled from what is going on.
You're delusional to what people give a fuck about.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
You gotta have that medium somewhere and balance it out. Like I say, kids, just keeping your ear to the street, kids.
How often do you listen to music?
Old music?
New music. Constantly?
Often, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, blurting out of my son's room.
Mm-hmm. Is it some shit like blurting out of your son's room? You hear it, you like go in and be like, yo, who's that? Or this and that kind of shit?
Exactly.
I love it.
He'd be playing, you know, he's ironing his gear or on FaceTime on the computer and he got the music playing. And
how old is he?
I'm ready to tell him, turn that shit off.
You hear something.
I'm like, yo, what's that one, man? Let me take the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to it in the gym, and I might download a whole nother project and find, like, you know, I really like this young
girl. That's cool.
My son's 23.
You ever hit up young cats and just say, yo, keep going? Or do you like,
definitely,
or do you
I got
do it?
A good relationship with a lot of them.
Yeah, I know
they,
that.
They DM me. I DM
both.
Them, give them, yeah, you know. Russ recently DM'd me out of and everybody was going crazy. My son, yo, you seen Russ? He's in your DMs. I said, yeah, I spoke to him.
He respects the history too.
Yeah.
I like the way he looks at it.
He's phenomenal.
The thing I respect about him is he's willing to speak his truth. Mm-hmm. He's caught some heat in the culture for sticking to what he believes
so
and like.
As long as you stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
He broke through.
Of course, Rihanna gave some love and away we went. Stick in your pocket. I believe in that shit the most. Mm-hmm. I believe in that shit the most. Anything we can do for you? We're doing some 137 exposure.
We already did a drop today.
Good. I'll share the shit out of that. Yeah. And this and all that.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're properly connected so that when shit pops off, like random, that you guys know you can hit up.
Yeah, we were just talking about how they're killing it with documenting this like press run. It's
I
like
love
really
it.
Crazy.
Yeah, the Instagram stuff, I've seen it. It's super smart.
Obviously, we could help with that type of stuff because Gary's a 31 person team. Just creating content.
Yeah, if any of you, I don't know who's really holding it down here, but like, or if there's somebody,
world team.
Collective, beautiful. If you guys want to come and pop with my team for a day to catch some insights or some different looks or ideas, like TikTok, mm-hmm. you should be.
We just started him on TikTok a couple of days ago. It's already going crazy.
It's the most important platform, more than Instagram and YouTube, for if you're a music artist. Mm. Number one. Number one. Yeah, and honestly, it's one of these things like when I hear that from an artist crew, it's like I'm like people are like I'm not up on it yet. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is oxygen. You got to be up on oxygen. You know exactly. This is yeah exactly. This is exactly. This is.
I mean, I'm up.
No, no, no. You know of it, but like you need to be in it. Yeah, it's like I'll use music terms. When like people are like, yo, Gary, I'm on it. I'm like, no, you're Jay-Z on it. You know of it. Yeah, you've heard of it. I'm like, I need you to be like Key Glock DaBaby on it. Mm. You understand?
Yeah.
You need to be deep as fuck in it.
That's
it. Got it?
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. And you don't have to make music or post about music to do it because Gary has millions of followers just documenting his day.
Yeah.
Putting out, I'm spitting my ideas to the kids.
Fine.
You know, like my big thing is like, don't have money, go garage sailing, flip shit. You know, like, mm-hmm. You understand? I think you can, listen, your generation of artists has an amazing situation. You're still, just the nature of the culture, like businessmen, I had an OG businessman in here, used to run Campbell's, the CEO of Campbell's. They've got all the wisdom, they did it, but in their 60s and 70s and 80s, they have wisdom for the kids, but they're out of touch enough that it's just wisdom. What I've been thinking a lot about you and the yous, I'm like, fuck, they really got a good thing going, because they've been in the game long enough to be the Yoda, but the culture just keeps you kind of fresh. Like, you're just not at, like, obviously some people stay in a bubble, but like the permission for you to be like it is always there in a way that it's not for him, who I'm just referencing to. So if you're a hip hop legend, you could be Yoda, but you could also be the fucking hottest shit. You come out one song that's so heavy, you're just back. So what I'm thinking is, it's not just putting out a new project, which is always gonna be your effort to do that. You know, I mean, every time you put out a project, you're not going to deviate from who you are and start mumbling or doing bullshit, but you're, and I like mumbling, but I'm saying you're not going to just change, back to what we talked about when you first walked in, you're not going to change. The ambition is for it to be the biggest album in the world, period. But the fact that you can also put out TikTok and Instagram things to teach these young artists and producers of like, yo, let me tell you my shit day 2 years in, I thought I had it and this got fucked up, or yo, it took me 4 years for that. Or yo, when I made my first bag, I fucked up. Because I was impatient, I was trying to show off and flex, and this fucked me up because then when I had this studio opportunity, I didn't have the money, and I missed out, and this became the trap. Like, teach them. I'm dying for the first OG to come out and be like, let me tell you how I took money on my first bag and bought a chain, which didn't give me money to be in, to get studio time when this happened, and instead this artist got it, and that artist is now known as Jay-Z. I wanna hear that story. You see where I'm going? You see like the picture I'm painting? Like if you can go deep in yourself of like, what's a story that nobody knows that I'm embarrassed of, I'm gonna flip it from my own being pissed, resentful, embarrassed, I fucked up, to I'm gonna teach these kids. You see what I'm seeing? You know, when I get, it's funny, I do it. When I get introduced, like, and he took his dad's liquor store in New Jersey from 3 to 65 million, and I was like, ooh, and I walk out, and everyone's clapping, I'm like, don't clap. It should have been 300 million, because I knew Google was right, Google AdWords, that's how I really built it, but I still did the Star Ledger, and the Daily News ads, and direct mail, and radio, because I wasn't smart enough yet to realize when you have the fucking, the nuts, the best hand, you go all in. I knew Google was right, but I was still only spending 50% of my money there, spending the rest in there, and if I spent it all, it would have been 150 million, so stop clapping for me. That's me trying to help. With the truth. At first I didn't. I was like, clap more, I did it. But as you get older, you know, you gotta, and you get, game. Right?
Yeah.
I think you're ashamed of it before you didn't want to take that one I wouldn't say I was ashamed of. I'm trying to think of like, you know, one that I tell a lot is I passed on Uber in the angel round twice. Half a billion.
Twice.
Because if you look at my first book, Crush, the green one in that case, Crush It, I thank my family, and one random person, the founder and CEO of Uber, my man, Travis. So when I passed the first time, because I just bought an apartment, I wasn't that liquid, and I'd been investing a lot, and luckily for me, this is the only thing that lets me sleep, they weren't gonna run it, they were hiring other people, so I thought it was a side project. So I passed, but he came back, and he's like, I want you part of this. I was like, nah. And then it became Uber.
Hey. Mom.
I've been asking myself a lot of like, why am I the entrepreneur that they fuck with? It's because I have the humility and the love for them to tell that story, and I think you got that pocket. It's gonna take you, like, cause you know, like I do the same shit. You put that shit on a shelf somewhere, it almost takes some time, you almost have to like, yeah, I planted the seed, now you gotta flower it, and then like in 3 weeks you'll be like, fuck, I forgot about that in 1996 when I did that shit. You know, like, so you're gonna have to play with it a little bit, but I think that's a place where you could go to outer space. Somebody's gonna take it. Some group of two or three of you are gonna take it. Give me one, just for fun.
I mean, I missed a lot of money, a shitload of money, just being stubborn when first got on Bad Boy. Off wanted me to write everything. Opposed to getting a Grammy and a Moon Man and all that stuff for the Benjamin. I mean, I probably wrote Senorita, Victory, the Benjamins. A couple nice portion off the No Way Out project, but Mace, he loved it though. And then he caught the missiles, the joint. You know what I mean? I've been around the world, you know what I mean? I gave Puff so much, I didn't want to do it. And Mace wanted to do it. I caught nice, you know what I mean?
You got some machine guns, but he had, yep, 100%. See, that honestly, here's why let me tell you why that just meant the world to me and why I'm gonna really push you on this. You put that out, the person that needs to hear that right now is winning. That's not some inspiration for the kids that come from the gutter, because they're not even there yet. That shit that you just dropped, look, I'm like, I got goosebumps. That's for somebody, bro, you know, like, listen to me, that's for somebody right now who just popped off, thinks they're a little special, got a chain, got the girl, going to the shows, and are saying no right now because they think they're someone. You just dropped humility. There's a lot of kids that need that, because they're about to make that wrong turn.
They're gonna listen to him.
Bingo. he's, I can say it, I'm the wrong guy for that message for that kid.
Other rappers, other artists could say it, but
him. Yeah. You got it. There's a lot of room for you in that. And my belief is if you go there to the culture, that in 36 months on your next project, you're already on third base. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So Dean, take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's review, Gary V is the Truth, written in by Nicholas Aslan, says, "This podcast is outstanding. If you're interested in improving your life and achieving your dreams, this is food for the soul. Gary V is a beast and constantly drops gems to help improve your mindset, strategy, and tactics. Also, his energy is brilliantly contagious and helps me personally to stay on track as I continue to listen on a daily to weekly basis. Thank you so much for writing in, and remember, keep leaving reviews because yours could be next."